Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are. Here's what I heard. I heard Discovering Things Newly. And the name of this show is Being Here. I also received an email from one of our listeners who told them that I should stop making noise like that when I move around.
So sorry. If that's you, you probably should find another channel
to listen to, because that's the way I am. And what I discovered about 30 years ago was being the way I am is absolutely perfect for me. And I, at that moment, stopped trying to change myself to be what I thought others wanted me to be, or I myself wanted me to be. You know, all those ideas we put together about what a successful us would look like. What if you are perfect exactly as you are right now? No improvement needed. What if each moment of your life is new, unique? Unexpected magnificence shows up when you don't know what's coming next, rather than thinking you already know or are trying to prove that you know something more than you think you know. By that I mean, frequently we defend our insecurities in trying to prove we already know everything there is. But what if there's something you don't already know that could transform the quality of your life in an instant if you just discovered it? That's what's possible here today on this show.
It's interesting, as you were talking, Shia, and I'm listening to you, and of course we generally talk about listening in each Being Here show, because listening is this portal and access way into the moment, and of course discovering things newly is a byproduct of being here, which happens via listening. It's interesting, this, as you were talking, I recalled that yesterday we had a conversation with two teachers.
Yes.
And one of the teachers, we listened as their principal was giving them feedback. And everything was like, oh, great idea. I'll try that. Yes. Okay, let's do that. In the next meeting was a very similar type commentary from the principal and support staff. And for the other teacher, it was, I'm already doing that. I've done that. I've tried that already. It doesn't work. It was a very interesting difference in terms of the possibility going forward out of that meeting.
Now, why we talk about listening is that the first teacher, Ariel, described was actually listening to their principal, and the second principal was only seeing
the second teacher
was only seeing if what the principal was saying was amenable to their ideas or life view.
If you're busy proving yourself or defending yourself,
you can't be listening.
And you can't discover things newly.
Because to discover something newly, you have to be here for it. And if you're proving you know anything, you're not here. So listening involves suspending or holding in abeyance your internal conversation as it comments on what's being said. You know, it comments about the sound of our voices and whether or not it likes that. It comments about whether we make too much noise in our, you know, if I tend to tap on things. It's one of the things I do. Ariel kind of loves it when I tap on her.
It comments on whether you know something, how you're doing, what you should be doing, what you did. It goes forward and back in time and tries to improve you and ensure your survival. Why not take today as if you're listening to a book, audiobook, where it's a fantasy fiction and you have nothing to do with any of the players involved, but simply listen to it for your own amusement. Who knows? It might just be something where you relax into being yourself as opposed to put it in the mill of self-work, self-flagellation.
Well, you know, the problem with this show, there is a problem.
What?
And that is that it gets categorized as self-help.
Mm-hmm.
And so the problem really is what people already know and think what enlightenment is. They think they know what it is to be enlightened, so they comment, oh, that's not enlightened. How could they be enlightened? They go fishing. Oh, that's not enlightened. How could they be enlightened? They eat meat. That's not enlightened. You have rules of behavior and what enlightenment is that blind you to the possibility of being enlightened.
Luckily, we're now on the empowerment channel, so we're about empowerment.
Hey, okay.
By the way, as you may know, if you're a listener and you've been with us for a while, last week was our 10th anniversary of this radio show. We're very proud of it. Thank you to everybody who's been listening, and also to those of you who've been going up on our Facebook page, Transformation Made Easy, and sharing pictures of yourself listening to the show. You can continue to do that through the end of the month, and then we'll pick one listener, and we will be giving a giveaway of our book, Being Here. Just a shout out. Thanks a lot. We have a caller waiting. Let's take her, shall we?
Okay.
Karen, you with us?
Hi.
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 Congratulations on the 10th anniversary.
Thank you.
Cool. I am calling. I love this topic about discover newly. And I was actually kind of surprised because I never really thought about it this way. Like, listening is the key.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, my question is mostly on me listening to my voice, little voice, that has something to do with worry or concern. And I listen to them sometimes and it gets in the way of listening to others.
Yes.
So just to give a little background, I work in an architecture firm, so my work is mostly on quality control. And part of my job is to just make sure that I work with a lot of teams, and my job is to make sure that they get the information they need and just to make sure all the process is running smoothly. So I find that sometimes I will get into my head and thinking about worst case scenario.
About worst case scenario?
Yes, worst case scenario. When things have not happened yet, then I will think about the worst case scenario. But I never thought about it this way until I listened to you just now, that I probably don't need to do that either.
Well, if you're in charge of quality control, and of course, you're an architect as well, correct?
Yes.
So you can look at a series of plans and you can see what the worst case scenario is. And in fact, that's part of you being responsible as a project manager, but that doesn't mean you have to dwell there.
See, that is an asset. Your mind is about looking for the worst possible scenarios so that you can solve those things before they arise and so that your survival is ensured, or the survival of the building that you're architecting. But when you apply that critical nature to you and how you're doing in your life, then it it is not a very effective tool for well-being and satisfaction.
Okay, yeah. And how do I not put the world there?
How do you
not dwell there? Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
Oddly enough, something that we saw yesterday when we were working at this school, lists are just an amazing thing. If you have a concern about something or something that needs to be attended to, if you do put it on a list so that it's not...
Putting it on a list completes it for the mind.
And for the mind.
And for the mind, so the mind will leave it alone.
See, I'll give you an example. You may have a concern that if something is not attended to, then a challenge will happen down the road. So, for instance, Shia is going on a trip tomorrow, so I have a list. We have a list that we keep in our computer, a checklist of things to bring, because I could worry, oh, what if he doesn't bring his ID? Mm-hmm. And then I could be lost now worrying about that, or it could be on the list. Do you have your ID? Yes, check, and we go through the checklist in the morning. Somehow your questions are a little bit odd to me, Karen. Because I'm wondering what worrying about worst case scenarios is saving you from.
In the rest of your life.
If worrying about, you know, being lost or dwelling in worst case scenario thought loops was not a problem, but a symptom of something or a solution to something, it makes me wonder what's up.
You're thinking an awful lot because there's this dead space. Ariel says something, I say something, you don't reply, you think about it to see how it applies to your life situation.
Right.
See, you can't discover things newly if you drag the past into this moment. So if you're working on a project in your head, you're not present to what's happening in current time. That's your moment.
See, anything you resist clouds your mind. You drag it with you, and then you can be anywhere, but you're not actually seeing what's around you. You're not tasting your food. You're not hearing.
What's funny is somebody sent us an email commenting on my fidgetiness, and I resisted hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked about it. It's still with me. It is, in fact, infecting my current moment if I bring that resistance to something that was said in the past into my current moment. You bring what you don't like into your life moment by moment by resisting those things rather than noticing the isness of them. You have it in a category of change, of good and bad and right and wrong. And so you don't just notice it and leave it alone.
Right, right. So, I feel that I just keep thinking about it and actually not working.
What's the it that you're thinking about?
If I do it wrong, like if I was too mean to the team by telling them that what's maybe wrong if it's not happening just yet. But then I realized by listening to you, it's actually not wrong that I do that. It's an asset that I think about worst case scenario and tell them. Does that make sense?
It does and it doesn't because you're talking shorthand a little bit, but are you saying that you've been concerned that when you speak to the people you manage that you're...
Sharp?
You're sharp or harsh or... That
I may
you're,
not be, but then my thought process is I may be harsh by telling them what could happen if they don't do certain things.
Well, I'll tell you something, Karen. If you're straight, you're not harsh. If you're if you have frustration with somebody, you might deliver a communication with energy because they've been annoying you or you're annoyed, and the way they're behaving elicits that response in you.
But right. Okay.
But beating on yourself for doing that does not change it in any way.
Right.
It keeps it in place. If you just notice you do something, well, you may need to apologize. That's a possibility. I don't know. But your complaining to yourself about how you were keeps you how you were and doesn't allow you to access the current moment newly, which is what this particular show is about.
And if you access this moment newly, you'll be clear whether it's time to move on, whether you need to go back and revisit and say, I don't think this is going to happen, but I figured I'd tell you because I want us all to be responsible for the worst possible scenario. You'll know what needs to happen by being here, not by going back and analyzing and rehashing in your mind.
Right. Yep.
Hey, thank you for calling in today, Karen.
Thank you. I feel much clearer. Speaking to you.
And keep listening to the show if you can after you hang up. I know it's the middle of the workday. If not, for sure. And come back and continue listening to it because...
On the archive,
because I was actually just... looking at a piece of writing you did when you were very, very clear, and it happened out of listening to other people. So, thanks for being with us.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Okay, we're going to a break.
We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter, featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You're listening listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Hey, welcome back.
Want to have some fun with us in person?
Yeah. We're going to be in New York City on June 9th, 10th, and 11th for the Fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment course.
Oh, it's great. It's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. You're invited. You can find out all about it on transformationmadeeasy.com. And if you want to join us, don't wait. Just register. Come.
Yeah.
Lots of cool people coming.
I mean, a lot of people listen forever and say, I want to do that someday. You know, I was out on a river last night here in New Jersey, and there was another fellow on the river there. And I told him I was going to Florida tomorrow to go tarpon fishing. And he said, oh, that's on my bucket list. And I said, you know, I don't have a bucket list. I just do what I want to do. You can do what you want to do. You don't have to have it be something that maybe someday you'll let yourself do. You can start letting yourself do what you want to do. Life becomes really exciting and interesting when you're willing to have magic show up. The other course we're doing is in Cambridge, England.
And that is Excellence, Well-Being, and Satisfaction, the Art of Being Yourself. Well, that is the end of June, June 30th, and July 1st and 2nd. You can find that also on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com.
That's right.
Now, speaking of magic, we have another caller.
Okay.
Let's take her. Andrea, where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Andrea. I'm calling from Switzerland today.
Is it beautiful in Switzerland today?
It's gorgeous. I'm actually staying at my cousin Renate's place, and she's living on the countryside, and I have the view into the forest. It's pretty.
Ah, sweet.
That's great.
Thanks for taking us into the forest with you. That's lovely.
Oh, my pleasure.
What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to say I'm so excited that I'm calling in today, and that you were talking about doing the stuff that you want to do. I'm coming to New York in a couple of weeks for the Fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment workshop, and I'm so excited about it.
That's great that you gave yourself that.
Yes, I'm so happy. And I learned that with you, that I can give myself these things. And a couple of weeks later, I'm coming to Cambridge with you guys, you know? And I'm just so happy that I can do this, really.
Well, I'm happy that you let yourself do it. See, most of us have an internal governor that was put together from where we came from. It was our child's version of our parents telling us not to or to. And that governor, if you don't investigate it, become aware of it, realize that it's not you, will run your life and deny you anything that you feel to do because it says that's not reasonable or whatever it says.
Excellent. That's really great. Did you have a question for us today?
Well, I was looking at the theme, and I find it really inspiring. And I have a question because something occurred to me yesterday. I was in a singing class with four other people, and we were exploring vocal techniques. I'm a singer and a singing teacher, and I'm really into learning new things, and I'm a curious person. But when it comes to exercises that I don't know yet or are new, and I do them in front of people, there's this thing that goes in my mind, oh my God, what if I can't do this and I just look so stupid?
Yes.
I just wanted to talk about that because that was yesterday, that was I was like, oh, but I did it and it worked, but that voice just was so loud.
Well, For one thing, we get in new classroom situations, and you have history. You have all of those embarrassing moments from one's past, but you also underestimate that you were with three other individuals who might have a similar mindset to that. They may also be afraid of looking foolish. And one of the things that's really beautiful, we were at a different fishing trip, and all these individuals had been trying to knock a shell or something off of a log, and everybody was tossing things at it.
Stones.
And we walked up, and Shai said, "Oh, I'm not going to do this. I'll look so stupid." He said it out loud to all of them, and he said, "Okay, here I go. Here's me looking stupid." And he pitched a stone, and he knocked the thing they'd been trying to knock off for the last period of time. But what was so beautiful about it was not so much that he hit it, although that was fun, was that he was willing to say out loud, "Oh boy, am I afraid I'm going to look stupid doing this. And here I go. Here's me looking stupid." Like when Shai was talking earlier in the show about the perfection of being him, that includes not editing out the idea that if I do this action, I might look stupid. So he wasn't hiding that from everybody. So it's less about your concern for looking stupid in this situation and more hiding that concern from everybody is where a lot of people get stuck. And I guarantee you everybody else had that as well. Oh gosh, what if I can't do this? Or what if I do it and my voice cracks, or I hit a wrong note, or I don't execute it well?
Yeah, that's true. And I thought that it's such an embarrassing thing, so I'd rather not say anything. Yeah.
Well, you know, if we did that, Andrea, this show would be very quiet.
We'd never talk if we followed that prescription, because anything that we're about to say may come out clunky or inelegant or may be embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
You know something, Andrea? Reality is a function of agreement. When enough people agree to a certain reality, it becomes true by agreement. And so if there's this fear of looking foolish. Looking foolish can stop you from going for your life because you don't want to look foolish in the reality of most other people.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like standing up and singing in front of a group. You do that regularly. That takes immense courage, at least from my point of view.
Wow, that's true. I never look at it that way, because for me it's somehow normal in a way, because I do it a lot.
I guarantee you that the majority of our listeners think if they had to stand up in front of hundreds of people and sing, it would be a mortifying idea.
Very daunting, very daunting.
Cool. Yeah, thanks. New perspective. I like it.
Thank you. Thank you. I just give yourself permission to voice things more often. It's kind of fun.
Cool. Yes.
Works.
Thanks.
Works in dating too, you know? I'd like to kiss you, but I'm afraid you'll think I'm too forward, or, you know, that type of thing.
I like that.
Okay.
Very much.
Thanks for calling in today.
We have another call.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Let's take our next caller. Hey. It's Emmy. You with us, Emmy?
Hi.
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 How are you?
Say that again.
I said, how are you? It's nice to be here with you.
Thank you. It's nice to have you. We're excellent. So good.
So very good. So what can we do for you, Miss Emmy?
And where are you calling from?
I am calling from Richmond, Virginia. And I thought this was an interesting topic, so I raised my hand for it. And so I was sitting here saying, I don't know what I want to ask. But what really came to me was I noticed myself on Sunday, a man had invited me to go to a Pathworks topic potluck thing on authority. And I noticed myself, I was like sitting in that, listening to this woman, and I found myself acting like I already knew it. And I really found myself being a little bratty about it. So it brought me back to some of the things that you were saying, that my growing up, like if I knew the right answer, like if I got attention. So I guess I'm just, what would be my question?
Well, I'm not sure your question just yet, but I just wanted to address something.
Okay.
You know, and that is going to an event where somebody is presenting a type of curriculum or a series of ideas that you may be familiar with in the general. It's an interesting thing to not allow yourself to hear it newly, even if generally you have an idea about what they're talking about. And if in the scenario that you spawn, you're there with a fellow. So there may be a part of you that wants to prove you know it or not be vulnerable or...
Okay.
Yeah, you know, he brought you to this and you already are superior because you know what this person's talking about. The other thing is this, there's a lot of information out there, Emmy, and a lot of it is caca. It's theories that people have about life and may not impact the quality of your life in a positive way. It may just have you work on yourself thinking you're deficient for the way you're being.
Got it. Yes.
You know, and it may...
to the being with the fellow, when I look at that, that's an interesting point that you made there. Yeah.
What? That you were... That at I was, least at some point he, posturing for him, perhaps?
Yeah.
Well, then I guess you're normal. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything bad about you.
What's that, Shia?
It doesn't mean anything bad about you if you discover that you've been posturing. In fact, it's a good thing that you've allowed yourself to see that you were behaving in a way out of your insecurity that you couldn't help but be in that moment. If you don't make it wrong, it completes itself. That's the third principle of instantaneous transformation. That which you see without resistance, without judging, completes itself. And you know, the first principle is anything you resist sticks around. So that you're willing to acknowledge that you were indeed posturing or holding yourself as somehow better because you knew this information, that's not bad. That's just the way you are being.
You know, we didn't talk about it at the beginning of the show, but our approach is anthropological. And an anthropologist looks at cultures. In this case, you can look at the culture of one, yourself, just to see how it's put together. And as Shia was saying, if you don't judge what you see, then those parts that are automatic can lose their hold over you.
And that allows life to show up newly. See, otherwise, life keeps showing up repetitively. And that's why so many people discover the same person in many different boyfriends or girlfriends. They keep on repeating behaviors because they've resisted that type of person. So that's the type of person they're then attracted to and bring back into their lives.
One other aspect that occurs to me, Emmy, is this. There are people who've listened to every single one of our shows for 10 years, and some of them multiple times. We say things over and over that they, quote, already know about listening, about the three principles, about being in the moment, about an anthropological approach.
About being kind to yourself.
And when you engage as if it's new and are kind to yourself, to underline what Shia said, it is new. Your disagreement with this person's presentation may also be for you telling you that their approach is not something you want to invest in. On any given Monday night, we have a room full of people, many of whom listen to things with an inspirational ear. They inspire themselves with the people who get up and inspire themselves with the people who share. And then there are others who our approach is not a fit for, who simply find all of these great people annoying. That's not a failing on the person who's finding the others annoying. It's just them telling them that we are not a fit.
I see.
Hey, we have to go to a break right now. Can you come back after the break?
Yes.
We'll be back shortly, everyone. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious. And being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you'd like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. We want to do a shout-out to our listeners, all of you, of course, but this week in particular, those from the Philippines,
Japan,
Tanzania.
That's a cool sound.
Yeah.
Costa Rica.
Korea.
Malaysia.
Australia.
Spain.
And of course, the United States. Thank you all, wherever you're listening from. We appreciate you being part of our listening community. If you want to be more in touch with us, you can go to our website and get a taste of excellence. It's a special thing we've prepared for people who'd like to be part of our email newsletter, where you get some of our favorite shows here on Being Here, links to them. You also get special articles and videos that we've prepared as well. So if you'd like to do that, just go over to Taste of Excellence on our website and join our email newsletter, The Excellence Club.
You know, when we thanked our listeners, I see in the middle of that Costa Rica. Mm. And we go to Costa Rica in January when it's cold in the Northern Hemisphere. And if you'd like to join us, there are a few spaces left for next year.
We have two courses. We have 180 spaces in total, and there are 10 left. If you want to join us, you need to attend one of our weekend seminars first so we know we all play together well. Again, you can find all of that at transformationmadeeasy.com. We're speaking with Emmy. How you doing, Emmy?
Hi. Hi. Yeah, I'm really appreciative of you going back over some of the principles with me as we were going through that, because it really helped me see that. And I believe when I was there, I was noticing myself being in the resistance, and I was able to get a little bit more. But the awareness of me possibly showing up and posturing to be with a man was not in my awareness. So,
Also, if I'm not mistaken, your career is as a life coach. Yes. And basically, this gentleman is taking you to someone you may either see as a competitor, or why does he want me to see this person? Doesn't he know who I am? I'm not sure what all was happening.
Yeah.
But I do know, Emmy, just to give you a slightly different perspective, I've been sitting across this desk from Shia for 10 years doing this show. And it's all new, whatever comes out of his mouth. It's not the same. It's never the same. Only if I'm not here do I have the expectation that it's the same.
That's cool. Yeah.
You know, and hearing what somebody else has to offer doesn't hurt you.
In fact, hearing what another person has to say is an amazing phenomenon if you let yourself truly listen to hear what they're saying rather than comment on it like, oh, I know this already.
Yeah. I did notice that toward the end. I was able to really start listening and hearing, and it was great. It was a different take on something that I didn't know, actually.
Well, what's interesting is if you listen to the show once it goes into archive, mm-hmm. when you describe your experience of yourself once you started listening, the cadence of your whole conversation becomes smooth. It's easy. When you were talking about how you were being earlier, it was more stilted and jargon filled. It was almost hard to follow you because you weren't speaking. You were using filler words. When you're here listening, your brilliance comes out, Emmy. And when you're describing that quality of you, you become such a compelling person.
Oh, thank you. That brings tears to my eyes. That really does. Last night I was with three other women, and I just noticed myself listening, and I just was asking and following up, and I just felt so connected. It was brilliant.
Well, maybe it's just that you are brilliant when you're being yourself, when you're not trying to prove you know something, when you are allowing yourself to be the way you are rather than trying to be the way you think you ought to be.
Yeah.
That's where you become brilliant. That's where you become unique and yourself. You know, there are 7.5 billion people on the planet, but there's only one Emmy, at least you.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh. Thanks a lot for calling in today. It's been a pleasure having you. And we hope to see you sometime soon.
Yes, yes, definitely. Up to New York.
Oh, awesome. Good. All right. We have one more caller. Shall we take him? He's been patiently waiting. It's Madhu.
Hey, hi there.
Hi.
Hi there. How you doing?
Pretty good. I just have a question on listening to things newly, and also the balance between, you know, taking things in newly and versus experience.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, if I've, you know, at work, for example, have had experiences, you know, doing something or running a project or whatever, and then when other people also kind of want to do something similar, and I discuss it with them, that what they want to do, I kind of feel like if I've, one example that I have in my mind is I didn't have the best experience with it, so I feel when I share my experience with them that I'm coming across as a downer. But then I have an internal fight in my head, oh, maybe I should just listen to what they're saying and maybe get my hopes up for them, and hope that they'll be able to do it, you know, have more success with it than I did. So I guess, so my question there is kind of the having that balance between being able to listen to that, to their idea newly versus my own experience with it.
You know, it really is a moment-to-moment thing. There's not some magic pill.
And there's no formula. And it sounds like you're looking for a formula or a set of rules to operate your life through. And that's not going to get you into current time, that's for sure.
One thing, as you're talking, though, Madhu, I have a few different potential factors that rose to the surface. One is if you've done something and a project at work and it has not been very successful, there may be some part of you that hopes it can't be successful or won't be successful for someone else if you are unawarely competing with him or her.
Right, right, okay.
And sometimes people tell us, oh, I would like to do something, and it's something that we've done, and it hasn't been an excellent scenario for us, but it, and sometimes we'll say, oh, these are the potential pitfalls you might want to watch for, because then you might have a much better chance for success than we did. Or we might just say, oh, good luck with it. It depends on the moment and the person. You know, there have been times people tell us very excitedly, just to use a fishing analogy, oh, I'm going fishing at Christmas Island. I'm so excited to go. And we have come back from there not that long ago, and our trip was okay. It wasn't great.
We had a great time, but the fishing was not extraordinary. And you go to these extraordinary places, and you hope for extraordinary fishing.
So we can either go, oh, good luck. You know, we went and it wasn't so hot. Or we can say, wow, that's great. Hope you have a great time. And by the way, bring food with you, because they don't have a lot of variation. And if you bring snacks, you'll be really happy with yourself and you'll be popular with all the other friends there because you can give things away. That's very different than going, oh, when I was there, the food was awful, and which it was, you know, the fishing. Well, I hope you have a good time because it wasn't so hot for me. Basically, same information in a certain respect, but very different presentation, and leaving out the parts, they're going, they're excited, and I'm hoping for them.
Right, right. Yeah, okay. I mean, I can definitely see where I'm, instances where I can get competitive and hope they don't.
Yeah, I think Ariel hit on it. If you didn't do well, there's a part of you that really doesn't want them to do well, because then you would somehow look bad.
Right. Yeah. It definitely
our competitive nature is great in certain respects. It allows us to excel, but at the same time, it can undermine our well-being by not being enthusiastically excited about other people's successes.
Right.
But that's only the case, Madhu, when you're not being yourself. Because when you're yourself, other people's successes are not a threat to you in any way. In fact, they are a win for you.
Because you know them. They are successes in your environment. So somehow I love it on Monday night when for instance, when we do a course or when we're on the international call, which, by the way, just as an aside, because we forgot to mention it, we are not doing Monday next Monday night because it's a holiday here in the United States. But the following Monday, June 5th, we are. And then we have the international conference call the following day on the 6th. And when somebody either calls in or they come and they stand up and they say, hey, I just got a job, or I just got engaged, or I just got a role as an actor, or I now got a commercial part. It's not something where I am feeling less for. It is something that to celebrate because they're winning.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, transformation is really about win-win, not win or lose. It's about everybody winning.
Everybody winning, and sometimes people win by losing, so you can let them win that way, but it's not really.
Cool, yeah.
You know, I think you've forgotten something, Madhu. In one of our last books, in fact, I think it was the last book,
Practical Enlightenment,
which, by the way, is awesome. We haven't talked about it for a while, but in Practical Enlightenment, toward the end of the book, we talk about how if you want to maintain or grow the experience of enlightenment and well-being, it really is about being of service. And there is actually a chapter written about you giving away the gold, where you discovered that you had been being stingy in, or had overlooked opportunities to express yourself in a way that made a difference for other people. And I have a feeling that when you're not fully engaged, that's your reflexive way of being. So it may be possible that you're just not looking for opportunities to extend yourself and to make a difference in the people around you.
And you see, Madhu, when you're really there, you don't have to think about that. Those things become obviousnesses.
Right, yeah. That's cool. Thanks for the reminder. I was in that book, right?
Yeah, so I would get out your copy and read about you. You may re-inspire yourself. There may be things you can do at work to support people in winning around you where you're in the background, and it's very satisfying. It's very satisfying.
Yes, it is.
Hey, thanks for calling in. It really is a pleasure to talk to you, and also a pleasure to hear transformation happen in your voice.
That's right.
I just love that. You are just a delight.
Hey, next week's show is the freedom to be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
come on back.
Yeah, don't miss
being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.